We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, January 8, 2025, at 8:47. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, Lytle, and Haxby. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held December 24, 2024. Approve all claims through January 8, 2025 in the amount of $590,826.83, except claim number 251-0053 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $12,404.13. Claim number 235-010054 to Johnny's Welding, Inc., in the amount of $501.19. And claim number 250-10061 to R.L. Tiemann Construction, Inc., in the amount of $27,215.52 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve appointing Patty Milligan to prepare levy requests. Approve appointing Don Hill to prepare the county budget. Approve designation of official county newspapers. Approve designating Gage County's website, www.gagecountyne.gov, as official method of providing notice of any meetings and public notices. Approve Don Hill as the NERMA contact person. Approve reappointing Mark Kunke as Gage County Highway Superintendent for 2025. Approve bank depositories at Security First Bank, Adams State Bank, Heartland Bank, First State Bank of Nebraska, Pinnacle Bank, First National Bank of Omaha, First Interstate Bank, NFIT Union Bank and Trust, NPATE, BMO Bank, Western National Bank. Approve pledged securities at Pinnacle Bank, ICS, Insured Cash Sweep. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of December 2024. Approve specifications and call for bids on county fuel. Bids to be opened on February 5th, 2025 at 9:15 a.m. and approve 2024 annual noxious weed report and authorize the chairman to sign said report. Ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless you have any items you'd like to pull off.
Who are the county newspapers?
County newspapers as of last year were Daily Sun. Daily Sun. Did we have the...
We use that whenever something is up there. We don't have to, but you changed it to the Daily Sun. I think it's just the official newspaper.
Last year there was three of them, and we removed.
I think that's been almost 2 years.
Well, Wymore was removed last year.
When they went out of business?
Well, they've been out of business, but they were removed. It was last year. But I'd like to pull that item.
That would be item...
Seven.
Seven, thank you. Any other items to pull or discuss later? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, less item 7.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Swavely. Any discussion? Less 7. Please vote. 7 in favor. Mr. Schuler, item 7, approved designation of official county newspapers.
When we removed the Arbor State, I asked that we add the Fairbury Journal News, and I'd like to request to add that paper again. I was thinking we left the Hickman Voice in there, but I would...
For some reason, I think we just made it the Daily Sun, and then we still use additional papers. I could be wrong, though.
That could be.
We can send them to whenever we need in that area, but we're not required to send everything to them. So we still send stuff up there when it pertains to...
We're the official papers. We have to send everything to them, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that a motion to...
Yes, I'll move that we add Fairbury Journal News and the Hickman Voice.
We have a motion by Mr. Schuler to add the Hickman Voice and
Fairbury Journal News.
Fairbury Journal News to our official papers. Do we have a second?
Second it for a vote.
Motion by Schuler, second by Lytle. I will just say with discussion for the papers, anything we do have listed, we do have to send every item to them, every notice, every hearing, every everything. So there is an expense that goes along with increasing them.
My thing is the coverage of the Beatrice Daily Sun versus additional coverage that the Fairbury Journal News and Hickman Voice provide. I think to do justice for all the constituents in the county, using three newspapers does the best job. The Daily Sun, at least from what I hear, isn't as highly subscribed to as the other two together. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but based on what information I have. So I just feel that we're covering the county better by using all three newspapers.
Mr. Lytle.
I seconded it, but I won't support this move. The print papers, as much as I like having the newspaper to read and whatever, print newspapers just aren't, they don't cover much anymore, period. So, to pay three papers to post our items when we're doing it on our website and whatever else, I think what we're doing currently is I'm not going to say sufficient. I don't know that it's sufficient for what we need to do. It's not perfect by any means, but I don't think adding those two papers fixes anything or gets the coverage that you're wanting, Don.
Do we know what it costs to add Fairbury Journal News and The Voice?
Don, do you have any idea?
Our bill was quite a bit more.
Do you have any idea what we paid the Daily Sun approximately?
I can't tell you on that one right now.
There are a lot of items.
Look on your expense sheet. Do you have one of the last ones?
Mr. Slavin,
I don't know. Gary has his opinion, and Don has his opinion, and everybody has their own opinion. But when you get old farts like me, why sometimes they're not as computer literate as everybody else, okay? And sometimes they like to read it in a piece of paper or a book or something. So, that's another point to it, okay? So.
So just on this, it looks like we're relatively halfway through the year, and we're at $10,000.
That's the others.
And that was
so
just for the
ads. Go back and look at the others, yeah.
So you'd have to multiply that at least by three.
Fairbury and Beat and Voice, I bet you aren't near as expensive.
Which is higher, would they?
Higher. And some of the stuff they were higher.
They aren't on anything else.
No.
Subscriptions are certainly less. Of course, it's only a weekly newspaper. But anyhow.
We should take this up with Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, I'm afraid.
No offense, Rob.
He came into my office with a legal and paper form. I couldn't take it. I'd have to direct it to our corporate people.
Any other comment on this item? We have a motion and a second. By Mr. Schuler and Mr. Lytle to add the Hickman Voice and the Fairbury Journal to our official papers.
It's actually called Voice News.
Voice News, I'm sorry, Hickman Voice News and the Fairbury Journal
News. Did you say you couldn't take it?
If you came to me with a paper form legal, I couldn't take it.
So if we vote for you as the...
But I don't have the... We don't have
He's saying him
a
as a person.
Office,
you know.
in our facility. Okay.
So anything, it just goes, I mean, it'll get the paper. It's
yeah,
just
so it'll have to be electronic form. You do it by phone or by email.
Okay.
Kind of lost the small town paper feel in Beatrice. We have a motion and a second. Additional discussion? If not, please vote. My light is red, but it doesn't work. Be two in favor, Mr. Schuler and Mr. Swavely. Five voting opposed. Motion fails. I would now ask for a motion to approve the designation of official county newspapers, that being the Daily Sun, unless you want to make an additional change.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn, to approve designation of official county newspaper or papers to the Beatrice Daily Sun. Discussion on this item.
Getting old, I forgot what I was going to say.
We're hanging on your words.
Yeah,
no, right? I thought you were waiting for me. Saxby. Oh, sorry, Mr. Lytle. We got to get him while we can.
Yeah, we got to go. So if I remember right, there was Don. Was there not some issues with one of the other ones when we were using them a year or two ago? And that was some of the reason that. So my thought is that we approve the Daily Sun. If there's some desire, Don, to add one of the others, we can do that moving forward at some point. Let's get more information and documentation, look at it, and make a good decision on it. I mean, I think that would be the way to move forward is go ahead and approve the Daily Sun, and then let's look at the other ones as options later.
Right. We can still use the other ones also. We just...
And we do.
But it's not required.
We're required to have somewhere that it goes, and then... Well,
like for notices, I mean, if it's all down south, you know, or here in Beatrice, we would be required to put it in the Voice News if you designated it. But when it does pertain to the north or whatever, we do send stuff up there just because it pertains to that area. But otherwise, we're sending every notice.
This is just setting the requirement that we have
this
to...
This is we just have to designate an official
one. Paper all the time.
We
can put it in other papers as needed or as it pertains
and
to that part.
Lisa, and she sends her notices, so we send it all to other papers.
If we're at $10,000 halfway through the year with one, difficult to want to or to do that for three of them when that information is definitely publicly available online as well.
Well, I brought it up because it was just changed last year, and we'd had three, and we didn't necessarily discuss cost at that time either. I don't recall, but anyway, let's move on. And
it's a good point.
I'm fine.
We have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn, to approve the Daily Sun as our official paper. Any additional discussion? If not, please vote.
Lytle's red.
Six and...
Oh, shoot.
Seven in favor. Motion carries. Not trying to coerce you. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2510053 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $12,404.13, and claim number 2501-0061 to RL Team and Construction, Inc., in the amount of $27,215.52. These are both companies I'm associated
Motion
with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion on these two items?
Still hauling gravel?
Unfortunately not. If not, please vote. Six in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove claim number 2350100054. Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $501.19. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through January 8th 2025 to $630,947.67.
Motion to approve. Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. Six in favor with Juergens abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any matter not on the agenda. However, no board action will be taken. Seeing no comment, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Swavely.
We'll let David take it. We don't have a lot.
Mr. Jones has been out fighting the cold, the wind, the snow, the ice to keep us all safe. Thank you.
Still working on the benches and stuff here, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do have our last winter lights meeting on January the 17th to kind of wrap up the year. And it's been nice this year that the foundation did have the monies to replace all the lights. And they actually paid for the street lights and everything. So there was a lot of expense this year, but we should be good as far as on the building until about 2038 or so before they get replaced again. So that's nice that they have the money to be able to do that. We talked to Applied Connective. Don and I had a kind of a little conference call with them, and they did order the equipment that's in the process of getting ordered. And as of now, what we're going to do is just kind of look at the ceiling, start getting ready to see where we can put the TV screens at and things like that to try and get as much height as we can out of our ceiling. So he did say that's probably going to be about 60 to 90 days before that equipment does come in. So get ready for that. And then as far as the tables, we have two tables that I asked if we could just put granite on those, and it sounds like everybody was in favor of just extending with the granite on top of those.
It'll match
get
this.
That. I guess that's about it. And then the winter lights, we usually do turn those off in the middle of January, so we'll just see how our winter goes yet. We have had such nice weather in the past years that sometimes he can come yet in January to take them off the trees. That helps a lot getting those off as soon as we can. So.
The ramp? You talked about that on Monday.
The de-icing?
Oh, yes. Sorry. It does. It did work fine. It did ice over just because that north wind was blowing, and we always have had troubles with that. I am kind of concerned. I always think that those lines that carry the hot water might be like distorted or something where they collapse. It just doesn't seem like it circulates as good as it used to, but it still does do its job. So I think we have to kind of baby it a little bit.
It'll be a year-by-year thing and see what happens. I mean, that's an old system, okay? So.
Works good in July.
Well, global warming, we're not going to have to worry about it.
So that's what I have.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. Thanks, David.
Equalization, we had a brief meeting. Nothing really new. Approved the tax exemptions on vehicles for qualifying nonprofits. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, Hard Rock Quarries LLC, Rock, $12,404.13. Manili Wagner and Associates, Engineering Consulting, $17,451.77. RL Team at Construction, Township Gravel and Hauling, $27,215.52. Rock On Incorporated, Hauling Material, $14,007.07. Coming out of Road and Bridge Sinking Fund, JJK Construction LLC, Pickerel East Project, $84,653.74. Manili Wagon Associates, Engineer Consulting, $52,695.27. Visitors Promotion Fund, Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce, Lodging Tax, $13,466.62.
I will say, just for finance, we'll be talking about this later on in the agenda, but as we look at our budgets for next year, as the FOP negotiations have gone on, that is something we'll be looking at too, as any business, as we have raises or increases in wages, it does make a change to the overall budget. So that'll be how things pan out will affect our overall budget. Veterans Service update. Morning, Scott.
Morning. Hope everybody had a good holiday. The County Veterans Service Committee, we met on December 19th. Present was Junker, Ty, Paul, Steggy, and Bates. We had two NVA claims that we reported. One was for $3,182.38 for a funeral. And the second NVA was for food, rent, and utilities. And that was for $1,070.81. We had two county veteran aid claims. Both were for the Board of Public Works. One was for $326.23, and the second one was for $110. We had 19 deceased veterans through September to December, and two were Korean War veterans, 8 Vietnam veterans, and 9 peacetime veterans. Rhonda has completed her annual, and myself, we've completed our National Association of County Veteran Service Officer quiz and our DAV accreditations. Rhonda has applied for her VFW and American Legion accreditations. I thought she'd done that earlier, but because she was able to see everybody's stuff in those, so but yeah, so she went ahead and applied for all that. The VA is mailing out the homestead exemption letters to the veterans, and some of them have already received their letters. Some of them they've made mistakes on them. I have to get that corrected. Work on that most of the day today, get that completed. Pending any of your questions, that's all I got.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. Human Resource and Employee Relations, nothing really to add at this time unless there's Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
We got final offer for FOP contract later. Had some different conversations about a few things going on in the county, but nothing earth-shattering. Gus, you got anything you want to add? Okay, Lisa? Perfect. We're good to go.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
My secretary.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe we should change it to boss.
At least admin.
Yeah, administrator.
Okay, my executive secretary. How's that?
On the agenda coming up, we're going to have the resolution for that bridge match for those two box culverts that we were awarded. Dirt crew, they worked on finishing the drainage on County Road Yard, unloaded tubes, asphalt crew crack sealing, cold patched, works on the crack sealer. They were very well prepped for Friday for the storm over the weekend. They had a plan in place and got things done quickly. We have two tubes being delivered for East 25 Highland. Volkscapes did pour the first of the two box culverts and covered the other one with rock. Emergency management worked well with Mark through the storm this last weekend, keeping in touch with the weather. And then we discussed using brine possibly in the future as kind of a pre for any ice storms coming, something that we're going to look at or review cost-wise. And then I am working with NDOT on the RAISE grant. I have a meeting with them today to go over what that's looking like and how far we are.
Did you go over the, I'm sorry, I was talking to Councilor Harris. Did you go over the JJK payment, and they will be checking that for smoothness just to make sure we are within spec? And Mr. Kunke also had a 10-foot straight edge and 1/8-inch rod made with some fancy wheels and attachments and this and that to make it better at a low, low bargain price at Johnny's Welding.
It's got a seat on it, doesn't it?
I'm surprised it doesn't have some type of diesel engine.
We're looking out for the future.
Battery, all right.
Electric.
But we'll take a look at that. We did approve that payment, though. Mr. Kunke, would you like to run through quick bridge match information from the current project as well as some past projects?
So that payment was not through. That was for something else.
I'm sorry?
That payment for Johnny's was not for that straight edge.
Well, I thought that was for the JJK project. I'm sorry.
That was not for that. From Johnny's Welding was not for that straight edge.
No, not this payment this time, but at a low, low bargain price on the straight edge versus if we had bought or ordered one.
We'll get it cheaper.
Does that just mean we won't pay?
So bridge match, we were awarded two projects this year. We were shooting for one. Last minute, we changed our strategy, and it worked out for the best for us. There was a total of 46 proposals submitted for this bridge match project for this round 9. They accepted 11. Out of those 46, there were 70 of them that were proposed as bridges, and they accepted 15 of those as bridges. Total proposal cost was $38,263,385 is what was estimated cost for all the projects that they had submitted. Their budgeted cost was $4 million. What they accepted was $4,038,617 is what they finally came out with this best bridge match project. There again, like I said, it was a last week ordeal that worked out in our favor quite well. Ms. Haxby put in some work. I was behind the computer screen giving her every bit of information that I possibly could. It worked well for us. We were able to secure, out of those two projects, we were able to secure $500,000 for those two projects. In the past, so far there has been 9 rounds for the bridge match program. First round, we did win a project for a concrete box culvert on East 1 Glenwood. Total cost was about $202,000. We received about $111,000, just a little above that, for reimbursement. The second year, we got two projects. They were both larger CMP pipes. One project was roughly $139,000. The other one was $132,000 estimated. We received roughly just over $76,000 and $72,000 for both those projects. Round 3, same thing. We were awarded projects again. One of them was for redecking a bridge just southeast of Holmesville. We had a total cost of $400,000 in there. We received $150,000 for that one. The other one was for a concrete box culvert over on East 12 Lincoln, which is over by Highland or Hidden Acres Golf Course. And that was a really nice bridge or a really nice little concrete box culvert that Van Kirk's built for us here right when I started. So that was pretty cool. Fourth year, we received three structures got replaced with culverts. Total estimated cost was roughly $165,000. We received roughly half of that, $95,000, give or take, somewhere in there. Fifth year, there again, we received another tube over there just east of Philly on 176. It was replaced with triple 9-foot tubes. Estimated cost was roughly $109,000. We received $60,000 of that. Sixth year, unfortunately, we didn't win any. But just the way the cookie crumbles. We did win two more on the seventh year for bridge match. And those are the concrete box culverts that we teamed up with Saline County that are coming here on the western side of Beatrice, just west of SEC, and the other one's just northwest of SEC. Fairly close to each other, so be nice bridges to get replaced. One of those bridges did get ran over with a tractor here a couple years ago, so I don't know how they did it, but they did it. And then eighth year, we didn't win nothing. That one was kind of a weird year, that eighth round, because they submitted with the same year as the seventh round. So they did one early January, and then they did one in December for the eighth round. And I think that one, there was only less than ten projects awarded. This year, which is round nine, we were awarded two projects, one at North 22 Grant, which is just east of the intersection of Southwest 100th and Chestnut. There is a truss bridge over there that we want to replace with a concrete box culvert. Very good location for that. And then the other one is on 82nd, just over a half mile south of Highway 41, another truss bridge. With 82nd becoming a little more popular of a road, we wanted to kind of get some of those traffics out there. In total, estimated cost of what we have spent on all these projects is just over $3 million. We have a return reimbursement from the state of just under $1.5 million. It's roughly a 48% return that we are working with. So I think it's a very good program that we take a very good advantage of. Ms. Haxby, since she's been on the board, we've been working quite well with that, and she works her butt off for helping us out on this. So.
And Mark puts up with my last-minute request.
And these two boxes that we just did get in round nine, the positive side is one of those boxes is completely already done with plans because it was submitted here a year or so ago to the engineering company to have it replaced. So plans are pretty much completely done. The other one was submitted 6 months ago or 8 months ago. So plans are in work on that one, but they should be finishing up. So both these projects should be able to get let out here very, very soon.
These, I want to reemphasize to just for everyone the amount of money that we bring in from outside agencies, whether it's the state or feds. Those are dollars. They're tax dollars still, but they're not directly from the people of Gage County. They do offset our expenses, whether it's the earmark grant that Ms. Haxby helped secure, or the raise grant, or the bridge match grants. Ms. Hill, we said, has brought in over $500,000, and she just told us Monday there's another $70,000 that she secured to help with updates to our lighting. So, Dave, you've got another project. We'll have some more efficient lighting. Those projects actually pay for themselves over time as well, so that'll be an ongoing savings to the county as well. Thank you very much to everyone who does work on these. It's never guaranteed, but it's a guaranteed no if we don't make the attempt. So thank you very much to everyone who does work on those. Thank you, Mr. Kunke. Anything else for Road and Bridge? If not, we'll move on to the next item, approve or disapprove program agreement for the project program agreement BL2429, NDOT project number STWD CBMP9, NDOT control number 00974H, NDOT project name, County Bridge Match Program. I'd ask for a motion to approve.
To approve.
Moved by Juergens, second by Swavely. If this passes, we do need everyone's signatures on the paperwork, so make sure you sign these.
Got
before
a full house today, so.
Yeah, might as well get everyone's signature while we're here. Any discussion on this item? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove signing resolution for the project program agreement. Resolution number
25-01.
Taking out a new year.
Oh, 25, okay.
Approve or disapprove signing resolution number 25-01 for the project program agreement BL2429. NDOT project number STWD CBMP9, NDOT control number 00974H, NDOT project name, County Bridge Match Program.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Don, thank you for keeping track of all these and letting us know when we need to have five different things to say yes to the same thing. The joys of government layers. Any discussion on approving the resolution to approve the agreement to approve the bridge match program? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, this will come around if you want to sign on the tab that says everyone. Approve or disapprove final offer for the FOP contract with Gage County. Do you want to start with this, Mr. Lytle, or?
Not everybody was here, has heard all this discussion on this final offer. Do we need to go into closed discussion, closed session to discuss negotiations and then come back out to the
Let's see, Ms. Haxby and, no, you were here.
I was here.
Mr. Juergens was not. Do you want to go into closed session for any additional update?
Not necessary.
Okay.
It's a good idea. Do you want to start with where we're at, or?
We have a final offer to give the FOP, and I think Emily has a statement to make, but other than that, I don't think, in the situation that we're in, since they've already moved on and filed with CIR, I don't feel like there's probably a whole lot else to say other than here's our offer. I think with our... with what's going to go on CIR, I don't think there's a whole lot to say right now.
Ms. Haxby.
Do we need a motion and a second?
We could, just to continue with discussion. This is a piece, even though they have filed at CIR and they aren't waiting for our offer, the process would still be that we should approve a final offer. So I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn, to approve the final offer to the FOP contract from Gage County.
To start out, we genuinely appreciate our law enforcement and their value and their work in our county, as demonstrated by our previous negotiations. To provide context, in 2023, we received authorization from the union to implement a $3 an hour increase for correction officers and correction sergeants, resulting in wage increases of over 12 and 14% respectively. This adjustment ensured that our wages were at or above average, helping us to maintain adequate jail staffing. In the following year, we negotiated with the FOP to increase wages for deputies, investigators, and sheriff sergeants. These increases ranged from more than $3 an hour to over $4.50 an hour, translating to nearly 10% raises for sheriff sergeants, 12% for investigators, and over 17% for deputies. Additionally, we implemented these increases 3 months early to demonstrate our appreciation for our law enforcement and their value to us. These adjustments ensured that our wages remained competitive. The cost of inflation was 7% in 2021, 6.5% in 2022, 3.4% in 2023, and was 2.7% last year. Given these figures, we can see how it was necessary to make some adjustment during the years with higher inflation rates. With the most recent inflation rate at 2.7%, we believe our current offer for wage increases is appropriately aligned. The FOP offer was rejected by our board, included wage increases ranging from 9.68% to 17.86%, and an increase of 220% in the comp and holiday time. To put those percentages in perspective, we would see a rough increase of about $250,000 to our budget. What do we cut to fit that? Is it 4 less cars? Do we cut services and employees in other areas? Is it less equipment? Or do we go to the taxpayers and ask for more? Our offer today includes wage increases ranging from 5.88% to 8.2%, which is more than double the cost of inflation. While we continue to value our law enforcement and their work, we believe the current system is flawed. When one firm represents such a significant number of the employees in counties comparable to ours, the representation becomes monopolistic, leading to artificially inflated outcomes of the true cost of living circumstances. It puts employees, counties, and taxpayers in nearly impossible budgeting situations. After posting our agenda, letting the FOP know our intention to continue to bargain in good faith, we have heard the FOP filed a wage case in the Commission of Industrial Relations, CIR. The FOP was informed prior to the agenda that we would be voting to extend a final offer today. This action suggests that the county's negotiation efforts were disregarded, which is not only unproductive, but also disappointing. In good faith, the county's final offer includes several provisions that increase overall compensation and benefits.
Thank you, Ms. Haxby. This has been an ongoing item. I want to thank the board members that have negotiated with the FOP. I think there was some good faith effort to go back and forth. Obviously, the end result we wanted has not occurred. This was a more challenging negotiation than we've had in years past, unfortunately. I think Ms. Haxby stated it well, and this has been the roughest item I've seen. We increased wages $3 to $5, and we did that before the last contract was over, trying to take care of our employees. And what that actually does is it artificially inflates that wage for our neighboring counties then. So then our neighboring counties are behind. The way this game is, if you imagine a tornado turned upside down, every time one of our neighboring counties or ourselves raises a wage, it all of a sudden artificially lowers where our neighbors are. We want to reemphasize we do not fault our deputies or corrections officers for this. This is no different than a big businessman playing the tax code. They're using the rules that are in place, and they're being manipulated to benefit that person. Our deputies and our corrections officers are doing nothing different. They're working within the rules that they're given and trying to get the best benefit from it. And that there's an end result, and we're seeing it. That's where it is. So we do appreciate our deputies. We appreciate our corrections officers. That's why we made the big steps forward. There was artificial information out there that we're always way behind. That's not correct. Beyond that, we're not even allowed to be behind by the rules that the state has in place. So we're trying to keep up with where we need to be. It's just a very skewed system right now. I met with Senator Dorn the other day. He said, believe me, you're not the only ones that are dealing with this. There are other counties that are talking to us as well. There was information, two different senators last year. There is a big lobby that pushes four different organizations. That lobby is strong and has a big voice, so it may be hard to fix this, but we're going to try to take care of our employees, show our appreciation, be fair, and now that this is going to the Commission of Industrial Relations, which is more or less just a court that takes care of labor disputes like this, we will get a final ruling from them. We hope it's fair. We hope it's even keeled. And we hope that they also see the issue that's being caused by this artificial inflation of wage. Anything else from the board? Once again, I want to thank the members of the board that did negotiate. Law Enforcement Committee, Mr. Lytle, I feel you did everything you could to try to help navigate through this. And we'll still navigate through it. It'll just be in a little different path than we had hoped for. We have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn, to approve the county's final offer to the FOP contract from Gage County. Additional discussion, questions, comment? If not, please vote. Mine is actually red, but you can't see it. That will pass 6-1 with Thiemann voting no. My only my no vote is because of the way the system is. It's not because I don't approve of what the county has tried to put together. It's simply a no vote because I don't like the way the system is. I don't think it's fair to the public or to the employees. That is the end of our agenda, but at this point, this is the last meeting that Mr. Schuler and Mr. Swavely will be county board members at. We have had we are Republicans and Democrats sitting up here. We are partisan in our elections, which is different from the city council. You two are our odd men out. Our two Democrats on the board. Even though we may not see eye to eye on everything, I've appreciated the different views that you both have brought. Sitting on a board together, you get to know each other very well over time, just because of the work you do together. I've appreciated getting to know both of you more. I've appreciated the time you've put in, the different slice of the community that you bring a voice for. It's been wonderful, I guess, in my opinion, having both of you on the board, and we'll miss both of you. Hopefully you're on to bigger and better things and can enjoy some off time from this, but personally I want to tell you both thank you for your time, for the board itself, for the public, and we do appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric.
We have a plaque for both of you. Mr. Swavely, I know this is your second time on the board.
Oh, that's all right.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Right, hold on, let's get a better angle here.
There we go. Got it?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'd just like to say something, if I could.
Absolutely.
I had the opportunity, this is the second opportunity I've had to serve on the board, and the first board was a little bit different, okay? Although we did the same type of thing, I think this board gets along real well. Even though we don't agree sometimes we call each other out, but we still get along with each other, and that's the important thing to do. It's important that a board like a board like this does not have somebody that comes in, that comes up with an agenda. It's important that it's good for everybody in the county, not one place or the other. I mean, if you're going to come in with something, you want to make sure that it helps everybody in the county, not just a certain portion of it or a certain area. And I think this board right here has done that. We did some good some places. We didn't some other places. Some people didn't like what we did, and that's just part of our job. But that's what we're elected to do. We were elected if somebody comes to us with something that was put out through the Planning Commission, they've met all their requirements, they've met all the requirements of the state, you can't take it personally to reject it. And I think sometimes people think it just because, you know, and that's okay. You can think your own way, but, you know, when you swear, when you raise your hand and they get sworn in, that's what's important to do, is to follow what you said you were going to do, okay? And sometimes that goes the wrong way with people sitting out in the audience, and I'm sorry for that, but that's the way life is, okay? So.
Thank you, Mr. Swavely. We've pulled from your experience in your past life and management multiple times. How did you guys deal with this in factory setting or with a large labor force?
You know, it all works the same way, okay? So it's just...
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your commitment to especially buildings and grounds. That's...
Hey, David's a good guy to work with, okay? So,
Mr. Schuler, thank you very much.
Mr. Thiemann.
I want to reemphasize what Dave said, too. We have had a really good relationship back and forth with the board. We don't always agree on things, but
I think we can really argue it out really hard here, still go outside and have a beer or coffee or whatever and get along really well. And that's a unique situation in any board. There's a lot more work that gets done that way than if we're just arguing.
Yeah.
We'll ask for a speech from you now, too.
Yeah. That's what a board is all about, is bringing ideas together and tossing them around, brainstorming, and coming up with a compromise or a good solution to the problems we have. And that's what or issues that concern us. And I enjoy that. I enjoy working with people. That's why I wanted to be on the board. I worked for the Natural Resources Conservation Service for 30 years as a public servant, and I enjoyed helping the farmers control their erosion on their land and keeping our water clean, and I enjoyed the interaction with these people. And here on the county board, I'm still a public servant, and I felt it was a good fit for me. When I run for office, I felt very comfortable here in the discussions we have, and I've enjoyed working with all the other board members. And it's been a very good experience that I'll never forget. And I will say, you know, I've lobbied for completing the 3 miles of gravel road, turning it to hard surface by Virginia. That is on the 1 and 6 year plan, and efforts are being made to get a grant for that, and I hope the board will continue to keep that project in the forefront. And I've lobbied for creating separate zoning areas in the county. This would allow different regulations for areas more conducive to alternative energy or other projects deemed appropriate for the area. And I hope that is looked into further. We have regulations, but we have not been consistent in following them. Each site has its own specific issues. If the county is going to look at each site separately, the process for special use permits needs to be reviewed and changed. Companies spend thousands of dollars to do business and be ready to do business in our county, thinking they are following our regulations in hopes of getting approved or in anticipation of getting approved, only to be turned down due to site-specific issues. This discourages companies from looking at us for development. This is something I'd like to see changed or at least rectified to continue to properly maintain the county infrastructure, the schools, and the other taxing entities. We need to broaden our tax base and be more progressive in doing so. We cannot make more land, which is where our biggest property tax funding comes from, and change does not come without sacrifice. I'm happy to have gotten to know all the fellow board members, and they do a very good job of being conservative and spending the county's taxpayers' money wisely. Thank you all again for your service, too, and your professionalism in meeting the county's needs, and it's been a pleasure to serve with you.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Mr. Juergens.
I, too, would like to thank both Dave and Don. they both, I know, are put in a lot of hard work at this job, and I just want to congratulate both of you.
Thank you, Terry.
Mr. Lytle.
I want to say some of the same things for both of them. You know, Dave, I've known Dave since I was a snot-nosed young kid, and I really enjoyed the opportunity to sit here and get to know him on a different level, in a different way, and really appreciate the effort and the time and the thought. You know, Dave brings a different style of thought to our board that some of us don't have, and he's got great insight, and was definitely, you know, it was nice for me to be able to lean over and discuss some things with Dave, and really going to miss that. And Don, I've known for several years and have had good conversations even before he was on the board. You know, we discussed some different things and, you know, didn't always agree, but, you know, I always enjoyed the viewpoint and being willing to speak differently so that we had good conversation and we covered things well, as opposed to just everybody agreeing on one thing and not discussing things fully. And so I definitely appreciate both of you guys, and you're going to be missed.
Thank you. Gary, I'll say, if we all agreed 100% of the time, somebody's a liar.
Yeah.
Because that just does not happen.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've really appreciated that here, the conversation and the debate we've had. And I know it's not always easy, but hopefully we've always had that environment here where everybody can get their opinion out, know that there's no repercussion from them, at least not publicly. And but it has been great.
Real quick, I was just going to say, I know that we have, obviously, as everybody has said, we've had our disagreements, but that's usually what people pick out are those disagreements. That's what is seen first. But more often than not, I think we do agree a lot on a lot of different issues. And we don't see it as often because it's not picked out. So
very good point.
It's been great working with both of you.
Thank you.
We do have some cake and punch for your final farewell here. Of course, we still work for you, so as you come back, the door is still always open. But I'll reiterate that you guys are both going to be missed. If there's nothing else for the meeting or for the good of the order, we will adjourn at 9:43.